Well, hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. There are many questions around what constitutes happiness. It's important, for we are all interested in a happy life as opposed to an unhappy one. In her 2007 book, The How of Happiness, Sonia Lubomirsky, a positive psychologist, describes happiness as the experience of joy, contentment, or positive well-being, combined with a sense that one's life is good, meaningful, and worthwhile. She brings together the human need for some subjective, emotional, positive, with the desire for purpose and a sense of destiny. It seems happiness has proved important throughout human experience, for the Queen of Sheba travelled from her home, we are not sure where, to visit Solomon. Her inspiration was his famed wisdom, and she observed such wisdom produced happiness amongst his subjects. Indeed, scripture is clear that wisdom is found in God alone. Job says such wisdom cannot be compared to the finest of gems. Interestingly, the very gift the Queen gave to Solomon. So our search for happiness can only start once we discover the reality and relevance of God today. For my part, I've travelled widely, read extensively, and studied to PhD level. I love seeking to discover truth and have an insatiable appetite to understand how I tick and how I might realise my greatest potential. Yet after so many adventures in self-discovery, I find myself today content simply to acknowledge that I know God, and more importantly, God knows me. Very few people find me in the oratory, and I spend large amounts of time very happily on my own, for in reality I'm not alone. I encounter God within all the daily routines of my existence, and where I fail to do so, it's merely that I've taken my eye off the Lord. It is St. Paul who declares, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." The statement sounds stark. Is Paul wishing his life away? Most certainly not. He's simply wrestling with the reality that his greatest happiness is in God. This is the place that each one of us can arrive at once we embrace the wisdom of God. Here alone can we find happiness, both inner contentment and our true purpose. It's a place I travelled along many roads to discover. It's a place I have resisted on many occasions. Yet now it is a space that enfolds me with God's fullness, and I find I am enjoying the greatest contentment of my life so far. There is nothing in this world I will trade for this hard-won happiness. As we enter into the God space today, are you happy in your life? Life has many challenges, and one of the greatest is that restless call demanding that you find inner contentment and personal fulfillment. It may simply be that you need to refresh your gaze upon God, for God is the source of our happiness. Amen. It can sound rather lame to the outsider, but I enjoy my greatest happiness abiding with God. This is the fullness of life Jesus promised. Now do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.